Hey, Bar Ninja Nation, welcome to the Bar Ninja Podcast, where we talk about everything from trials and tribulations from life behind the bar to tips and tricks to make you a better bartender and a better drinker. Join your host, Bill Thornton, Kayla Logue, and yours truly, Mike Garrison. Let's go have some fucking fun.
And we are going to start with...
All right, let's talk about... Because it was on my deck when you asked for the job at my house. Was that correct?
I think we went to your house, yeah.
Went to my house. We'd been somewhere doing some kind of shenanigans. It wasn't just us. We had a group of people around.
I think it was post-shift Blind Bills. We got off
one. Oh, that's right. The restaurant was open. And you were asking if you wanted to work there. And I said, okay, fine. And I asked you to go make me a margarita at the house.
Yeah, so this was when you and I were buddies prior to me working at your restaurant.
Correct. The infamous Moosey's bartending moment that we met.
So I came back from federal law enforcement at Aquantico, and I needed something, somewhere to go. You and I were already buddies, so you invited me over. We're just hanging at your house, bullshitting. You're like, Ryan, you got what it takes to be a bartender, but tell me how to make a margarita.
And you led with?
Vodka.
Vitamin vodka. Vitamin vodka.
Completely unaware how a margarita actually should have been built. You know, I'll tell you what, man, one thing about where I was back then, coming from such a military defense contract, law enforcement background, to coming home to, you know, be closer to my daughter and honor that side of that agreement with my ex-wife, because that's what was important thing in life is family always. You said, Ryan, you have the personality, but tell me how to make a margarita. I completely failed, but you said you got it anyway. So you stuck with me. You gave me the opportunity and actually brought me to ultimately where I'm at today.
Which, as we speak, we're sitting in your restaurant, Drifters, at beautiful Smith Mountain Lake, where you have went from... And it speaks volumes because, dear friends, love you to death. It's something we all learn in the industry. Like, there's a bond that goes beyond it, and mentioning family and everything you're talking about. It's all like that. But knowing that your personality, your zest for life, your dedication to everything you've ever done that you put into it, that's just how it accidentally began. That moment, I'm sure you weren't thinking, I'm going to have my own restaurant. You're an entrepreneur, you're a go-getter and everything. You know, the thought might have been there, but it's amazing how the evolution can. It really explains how anyone can do anything if they put their mind to it. You can learn something new. You can go from wanting to put vodka in a margarita to having arguably the best restaurant on the pond here.
I appreciate and, that.
Well, it's a well
yeah,
done.
I tell you what, yeah. So going with that, I tell people here all the time, we meet a lot of people. We're a seasonal restaurant. We get a lot of people from different industries, different backgrounds of life, different states. And I tell them all the time, I never thought I'd be in the restaurant industry. You know, coming from the background that I did to where I'm at now, you know, it taught me so much. And, you know, the restaurant industry is so much more based on how you can interact with an individual, the impacts you can make on your team, the impacts your team can make on your guests. And it's really taught me a lot. And my prior experience actually helped out a lot into getting me to where I'm at today. But I'll tell you right now, Bill, like, I did not think that I was going to be part of the restaurant industry. You gave me that opportunity to start out and be like, I kind of fell in love with it because I'm kind of doing the same thing from a completely different level. And
can you expand on that, though? Because you are, and I know what you mean, but when you're doing the same thing from a completely different level, we talked about it before, how leadership is the key because we have to manage the stress and we have to be that positive influence. So it's very unique from your perspective that you can truly compare the two.
So I think, one thing we tell our team all the time is that a lot of our team comes from background of a restaurant experience and where the difference between management and leadership. And that's one thing I was able to bring to the table as far as where I came from to bring it into this world today. And, you know, the military and all that kind of stuff, it's everything's so structured, right? So coming to the restaurant industry, it's a lot less structured. And you've got people who come from a lot of different backgrounds to where, you know, you go to boot camp and you're going to be told what to do. Here, like, they can leave in a heartbeat without any kind of repercussion. They're going to find a new job in a heartbeat. This taught me a lot more patience to deal with the people that actually probably need a whole lot more impact than they did in the military or the defense contract side of things. And, you know, honestly, it's really humbled me as a man and as an individual and as a father and as a fiance to just understand, like, humans in general. everybody needs help. Everybody needs something in their life to be able to just step forward. And I think that some of our biggest things, we just ended our season a week and a half ago. And biggest compliments that ever come to me and Jacqueline and Lucas and some of our core leadership is you guys have no idea the impact you guys made on our life. So those people, we don't care. We're not going to be mad at you if you leave. We have people that have gone to law school. We have people that have gone on to be an RNs, to people who are law enforcement officers now that used to be leadership here. And we will never hate on you. And all of a sudden we're going to their weddings here in the next few months.
So, yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like the people you meet and the impacts that you make are so key. I think, here's the difference between management and leadership. I think a lot of managers will be like, oh man, you're going to leave us. Okay, whatever, dude. And then we'll just not worry about that person's future. Me and Jacqueline and our leadership team is much more worried about where you're going forward. Like you could leave us tomorrow to say you have a much better opportunity. We're going to be clapping on the way out.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Hugs and a going away party and can't wait to see you again to hear about your success. And it's the humility is a good point in this industry that you learn from so many different it takes. Last year, I think it was, I was here and had a fantastic cheeseburger. And I was like, this is one of the best cheeseburgers I've ever had at the lake. It was absolutely amazing. You were like, Bill, come with me for a second. And we ran to the back because you had a new guy that had kind of transitioned to grill, I believe. Yep. And I just did my thing. It's all about positive energy. It's about love. And it's about, and just gave my, you know, kind of attaboy. And then when I was leaving, I kind of caught him at the fence when I was leaving. And you could tell just that little bit of positive energy to him changed kind of where he was in the preparation and everything he was doing and the cooking and that at the moment. So
it's immensely stressful to lead such a big team, but it's also immensely rewarding. It's a big responsibility, especially when you actually, when your mission is above the money side, we're about the experience side. You know, we really strive for our team to have a great experience to where they can translate that to the guest. Obviously, as owners, operators, myself and Jacqueline, and then Lucas, who has really, after you, has trained me as a bartender as well, and is immensely personable and all those kind of things, is that where we can translate that to our team that can translate that to the guest. Everybody's leaving with something positive when they walk through that door, whether it's our team or a guest alike. And I think that's what makes this restaurant immensely successful. Yes, it comes with a lot of stress, but it comes with a lot of reward.
And, you know, I was taught at an early age from Kevin Halpin and Champs and the crew and everyone I've worked over the years. I could go into all of it, but
wow, boys,
you know, the crew, all of which will be on the Ninja Mic soon. We're going to get Lucas on the Ninja Mic soon. Jacqueline will be on. Ryan and I are just starting this out on the road session that we're doing here. You know, it has been, and you know this from working at the restaurant with me, and even from when we first met at Moose, it humbles me every single day because our guests, when they leave, they're leaving on such a high. They are so happy they had such a great experience. That's goosebumps. That's what we love to do, and training our team to do that with us. I mean, we have people that have started as teenagers hosting and in the dish pit and all these other different facets of the restaurant industry. And then they work their way up to more of a service standpoint. And all of a sudden you're seeing that glow on their face at the end of the shift, you know, where people really truly enjoy to be able to just go out, have some drinks, have some snacks, have some great food, and have some laughs and walk away smiling, hugging. It's a lot of love that,
you know, I think that one thing that we do great here based on what you're saying is the most valuable people we have are the people that are able to move into different areas. I swear the most difficult positions of this restaurant is the host stand and the expo window. So we have several people, and actually this season, more than any other season, we've had servers who are back there doing dishes on a regular basis. We have people jumping in every position to make sure everybody walks out of here as much as we can with the biggest smile on our face and just feeling like this camaraderie with each other. And, you know, it's so beautiful to watch. As long as we can sit back and guide them through the process and make them understand the importance of the camaraderie and teamwork and jumping in where you can, they will get so much more out of this experience than just being a server, just being a host, just being an
expert. Oh, yeah, man.
Because, man, there's like so many things that there's another thing I say in every interview is that the service industry will teach you a whole lot more than probably any other industry. This will translate to any other job you do, whether you want to be a lawyer, whether you want to be a leader in military, whether you want to any service, any industry altogether. You're going to learn something out of this industry because it starts with teamwork, starts with cross training, stress management, team mentality,
multitasking. And I've recruiters over the years that have sat across the wood from me at multiple places, and I'm talking law enforcement, government, Fortune 500 companies, they love a bartender. They love people that have been in the restaurant industry because they know of all those points, the stress management.
They might have started it.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it's an absolute amazing thing. And I just want to bring up, it was the first time I was here this year, and I don't know their names, but whoever was on point at the hostess station, busy, energy, boom, shock, just happy. Oh my goodness. Yes, we got you. And I was doing the typical bill thing. So I was managing a group that had to go, and we went from five at the bar, but two other people came in that joined us. So we're seven. So I went to the hostess stand to say, hey, we're going to take a table as soon as it comes open.
It almost feels like you're working again.
Yeah. Well, no, I love it though. And, yeah. And people that know me know when I'm in the environment, I automatically click into, you know, everybody's always like, you know, yeah. Bill's working, but I'm just trying to help the city. And granted, we're family. So here, but you know me, I'm like that everywhere I go.
That shows a lot of respect to understanding the people around you, from yeah, the host and the bar.
And they recognize it. Yeah. And the team at the host station, because, you know, I went from, you know, it was two locals from the lake that are regulars that are well-known. And then my five crew, which was some were visiting, and then we're trying to get to a table, but everybody's busy. And of course, you know, it's herding cats. So I'm getting everybody going. So I'm just going back and forth. And they were so, because they didn't know me. None of those people know me. You know, there's no, oh, it's Bill. It was a, oh, it's just so nice that you're helping and na-na-na-na-na-na. And we finally get to the table and everybody sat down and ordering appetizers, and I'm still shaking hands, kissing babies and doing the whole thing. And it was just the absolute positive energy that flowed all the way through the room, yeah. All the way out to the water line. Yeah. And this hour that, it, you know, and this is not an extended period of time. That was just us in our transition. It wasn't a long wait at all. It just took, you know, 45 minutes to an hour to get everyone where they needed to go, with people showing up 25 minutes after we got here. Nothing but positive attitude. Nothing but that energy to where when you're walking away. And when I was leaving, I was talking with one of my friends who was down from DC, who's been in the restaurant industry, and he had no idea of our connection. He's like, this place is running like they're always supposed to run. And I'm like, well, you know, he's family. We go way back. It's amazing. I can't go on and on enough about how amazing you are doing here.
And from your standpoint too, you know, walking into the restaurant, what you described, it's hard to break away from it. So once you start getting into it, once you see the process, once you see the systems, it's almost like natural for you to just get yourself involved.
Yeah, it's
and it's a beauty to watch when it's running smoothly. So I really appreciate that, man.
Oh, I love it. It's just very sincere. And it doesn't matter where I am. I could be in Turks Caicos. I could be at Blacksburg. I could be at West Virginia. I could be anywhere. And when I'm in the middle of an operation with amazing energy, I'm always like, well, I'm kind of clocked in now, you know, and I'm enjoying myself, but I'm so excited and proud of the feeling that I'm watching the staff enjoy. And that's one of the key things that we really like to focus on it with Bar Ninja and the Ninjerian Empire, is that the new bartenders coming up, the new servers coming up, everybody in the kitchen, everybody at that hostess stand, it's all part of enjoying your job. The money's great, and that's always going to be there for you, but there's so much fun to have and so much to learn to take with you moving forward. It's an absolute, it's a blessing to be able to do what
Getting back to the humility side too, man. I tell people all the time, it's the team that makes it happen. The team is absolutely outstanding that we have. Obviously, you know, it does start from the top, but they really do support everything in the process to make this place operate the way it does. I mean, I'm beyond blessed.
I know, and I guarantee that I know it's happened to you. It's happened to all of us. Okay, we lead from the top. We lead by example. Everybody has bad moments. We all have challenges. There have been plenty of times, and this is why I'm sure this is happening, this is stacked, and all of a sudden this is stacked, and oh my goodness, we're out of this, but we're not supposed to be, and this is, and all of a sudden you interact with anybody on the staff, one of the servers, somebody behind the woods, somebody in back of the house, and they're energized and they're happening and they're rolling, and you know, they're busy, but they're just enjoying it, and that gives us the energy and the kick to kind of bring us back into the focus. You know, that's that team mentality, the family, like we feed off of each other. We understand each other. You know, whenever I see anybody kind of going negative because something's happened, because it stacks, doesn't matter if it's behind the wood or on the line or wherever it is, you give them that positive energy and all of a sudden it's dunk, and you're back up and you're rocking and rolling and you're just getting it done and enjoying it. So.
Well, that's why I mentioned going back to my experience. I think that led me to the personal personal side, the leadership side. But I will say one of the biggest things that you taught me at Blind Bills, you gave me probably more than I probably could have handled at that time, but it taught me a lot. This is to go back to systems, is I was bartending. I was taking tables. I was taking orders. I used to challenge myself. It's like, okay, I got a table of five right now. I'm going to see how many things I can remember on this one right here. But you know, if you're always honest with the customer, maybe I remembered four out of those five orders. I could always get back like, man, I suck.
Well, then it's so
back,
true.
If you go back, you allowed me to handle the bar, the tables. I had to go run my food from time to time, get side sauces,
seating,
expos, all that kind of stuff. So there's like a whole realm of things that I learned from your restaurant that translated to where I'm at today too. That's why I always call you my mentor, you know, going forward. You know, like we started this podcast out, you told me we do start with like, how do you make a margarita? it's come a long way, man. And I really appreciate you for that process too.
Well, we're gonna smooch on the face later, so I want you to prepare yourself for that. Touching on the, you know, you're remembering stuff, but you forgot something. You can always be honest with the customer. I think a lot of people don't realize this, and there are certain realms. Gordon Ramsay doesn't want to hear this. The five star doesn't want to hear this, but you got a five top and seat four wanted fries and you brought a macaroni salad. And you're like, I'm just going to be honest with you. I was trying to remember everything and I kind of forgot that. Yeah. Someone will be right back with your fries. They would rather hear the honesty and you admitting that you're like, yeah, but I mean, I'm kind of a dumbass. I made my mistake. You know, that it's, I don't like the use the word self-deprecation because I think it's a little too much of a negative connotation, but it really is just the truth. That's all it is. It's like,
it is a gift to be able to handle certain tables. But I'll tell you, one of the biggest things I've learned is being honest with the table. You know, what I'll do if from an owner operator, you know, going and talking to tables when something's messed up with one of the servers or something's messed up in the kitchen is going down, getting on their level, just kneeling down and saying, hey, I'm really sorry about this. Like, how can we fix this? There's always an opportunity to change a bad experience into a good one. Yeah. It only takes very little to make that happen as long as you know how to do it.
And the foundation is honesty. Like literally it is the, okay, accidentally it didn't get rang in. It's just how it went down. It's being made right now, but how about I bring out, you know, a little appetizer. You know, I'm here to help and I'm going to be completely honest with you. And, you know,
there's been a lot of times that I've been from my table with something messed up, an appetizer or a burger, and I will go back to the kitchen and make it on the fly and personally deliver that with gloves on and say, here you guys go. Apologize for it. It's still on me.
Are you listening, America? That is a huge thing.
Those little things right there make a huge difference when you talk about returning customers. You want not returning customers, returning guests.
How many owner operators, and I know there are plenty of you out there, but how many owner operators go into the kitchen, wash their hands, put the gloves on, put it together, bring it to the table as fast as possible. Just, and this way you're not interrupting the service that your guys, your team is doing. You're fixing the problem yourself. And you're also showing that ridiculously high level of customer service.
And not that stars matter, but that turns a one star into a five star.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
It also helps them leave happy. I mean, you know, our menu is not cheap. So I don't want anybody walking out of here unsatisfied. And sometimes it's inevitable. You got that 1%.
You can't make everybody happy.
Cannot make everybody happy. You know, I think that we do a pretty good job here. And we got Lucas and Jacqueline on the back end. The front end that actually had make this happen. Because her, myself, and Lucas are floating between front of the house, back of the house, between all the servers, talking to people, building relationships. This is why this place works. And then you also have to deal with, you know, the gas stop, the minute parking. You know, there's a slew of complications and challenges that
constantly, you know, evolving also.
Yeah. And you know, you just have to roll with it. If you know how to roll with it, man, you're going to make it work. And some people just won't be okay with it. You know, sometimes you just have to brush it off. You can't let it like sit on your shoulder for too long.
1% of your people give you 99% of your problems. And you just...
Is that a Biggie song?
Dude, I'll drop rhymes right now. But you know, it's, you're always going to have, we could talk about, you know, the Karens and all that crap, but that negativity within our industry and within our flow is not the stuff that keeps us awake at night. It's not the stuff that affects our team. It's the positive always outweighs the negative. And you when you're prepared in training and, you know, you cross train, you have everybody that knows what they can do. I mean, and literally talking, you know, I've been an operations manager of a resort with my tie off in the dish pit for 2 hours. And I learned that from one of my mentors, Lawrence Walkup. And, you know, you're always willing to get your hands dirty and you're always willing to do anything. And that really transcends across your staff because you train them that way and you lead by example. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing.
Lead,
it's one
lead
of the
by example
things.
All day. That's what I was talking
all day,
about.
Every day. Yeah,
we have servers just floating back to the dish pit because they know they need help back there. I mean, we have a small kitchen and a big front of the house. So, you know.
Yes, tiny kitchen.
We pump a lot of food out of that kitchen. So, you know, I love the team mentality when our servers are in front of the house is willing to step back and be able to help them out. But, I mean, the relationships and that are cultivated here that I've seen over the past four seasons is incredible, man. It's really great.
Yeah, well, I'm beyond happy for you, proud of you. You know, we could go on and on about just the love for each other and the respect because it's just mind blowing to me. I mean, I don't say it lightly and I say it to others, you know, I know everyone around the pond, but your brand, your operation, I mean, it is just the best at the lake. It's from hard work. It's from dedication. It's from love. It's just amazing. It really is.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Bar Ninja Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast player and join the Bar Ninja Nation that has over 7,000 bartenders in it by going to www.barninja.com and you can enter your email. Until next time, see you then.